Luke chapter 19. We're going to be looking at a very familiar story this morning as we look at, again, the encounters of Christ. Eric, you can help me on that side. We're in Luke chapter 19. If you were raised as a child in Sunday school, you know that Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord. I even know the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for we're going to your house today." We all learn that as children. One of the great and familiar stories of the Bible. He's in the Flannel Graph Hall of Fame. That's what we'll call it. The teachers teach the Sunday school stories, those very common stories, and he's one of those. We find him in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And the interesting thing about the placement of this story, if you remember the last encounter of Christ we looked at was the rich young ruler, and that was in Luke chapter 18. Thank you, sir. Luke chapter 18 was the rich young ruler, and there's a lot of comparisons between that man and Nicodemus. Both of them initiated contact with Christ. Both of them sought out Christ. Both of them were rich. Look back in chapter 18 and verse 23. It said about the rich young ruler, Luke chapter 18 and verse 23, the end of the verse, he was very rich. Luke chapter 19, the end of verse 2, talking about Zacchaeus, he was rich. So in both cases, we've got a rich man that sought out Jesus Christ. Now the contrast, of course, is they come away with two opposite conclusions. The rich young ruler in Luke chapter 18 rejected Christ, and Zacchaeus, the rich man of Luke 19, receives Christ. Isn't it good to know that the rich can still be affected by the gospel of Christ? Jesus said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Well, that's a pretty big impossibility. And he was talking about the eye of a needle. He wasn't talking about some gate over in Jerusalem. He's talking about the eye of a needle. And he said, that's impossible. And the disciples said, well, how can this be? Well, with God, all things are possible. And here's a rich man that came to know Christ. One went away sorrowful. The other went away satisfied. And it all became because of their reaction to what Christ said. It was the riches of the rich young ruler that prevented him from coming to Christ. The Bible said he walked away sorrowful because he had much possessions. But we're going to find in Nicodemus that when he meets Christ, he says, you know what? Half my goods I'll give to the poor. If I've defrauded any man, I'll restore him fourfold. A different attitude about their riches when they come to Christ. Again, there's nothing wrong with having things. It's when things have you. That's where the problem comes from. And Nicodemus gives us the contrast to that rich young ruler. Let's look this morning at the converting of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 down to verse number 10. Zacchaeus, as we said already, climbed a tree to see Jesus when he passed by in Jericho. Let's look at the climbing, letter A. Letter A, the climbing. This shows the zealousness or the desire of Zacchaeus, to want to see Christ. Number one.